Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
My next guest is an All-American and All-Conference performer at the University of Memphis, plays for the Baltimore Ravens, was drafted in 2018 in the second round by the Chicago Bears. He is Anthony Miller on X at @AnthonyMiller_3. Ant, what's happening, man? How's life been?
My dog. What's going on? Man. Everything's been good, man. I'm blessed.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, man. We haven't talked in a while. That's the truth. It's what happens. You just sort of... you lose contact after a while when you have other things going on in your life. I swear you blink, you look up, and we're 30 with kids. And it's like, yesterday was 2017 against UCF in the American Athletic Conference Championship.
Man, that was a heartbreaker right there.
For sure.
I probably think about that game like every other week, man. Like,
I swear.
Just what if? Like, what if we would have won that?
And we were up at half, and we were running the ball well, and you burnt the hell out of Mike Hughes like 7 times. I mean, that was fun. That was a good time.
Yeah, it was, man.
Mike Hughes, he was one of the best guys you played against in college.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. He probably the top guy I played in college, for sure.
For sure. All right, now, holler at me. You have a football camp coming up in July for ages 6 to 17. Throw those details at my listeners.
Yeah, bro. So having a camp down there, it'll be at South Campus, and it'll be a great time for the kids. We'll have the food trucks out there, a couple special guests as well. All the coaches who are involved have – play football at the highest level, you know, so they'll be able to get that good experience and be able to learn some game from those guys. And overall, we just gonna have a lot of fun, man. I think it's gonna be something positive for the community.
Yep. What's the time? What time will it be? Curiously.
We got it from 10:30 to 2:30.
Okay. Okay, it's South Campus. It's South Campus. So right there by FedEx Field. South Campus looks a lot different, doesn't it?
Oh, man. I wish we had that type of setup when I was there, but I feel like we contributed a lot to that, you know. So it's good to see, you know, the progression of the program and, you know, where it's headed. And, you know, I'm proud of it.
So you and I were both part of that 2013 class, man. And I think by the time we got done, most winning class in Memphis football history. And maybe there's another class that passed us. I doubt it, though. We won a lot. Not to be too cocky. But what made us different, in your opinion? Like, I have my opinions. What made that 2013 class so much different than you know, classes in the past at the University of Memphis?
I think when we came in, we had a lot to fix, you know what I'm saying? And it was on us to, you know, just be dedicated to the program and what we really wanted to achieve. You know, when we first got there, it was rough. You know, we had some stuff that we had to weed out. in order to get where we wanted to be. And you know, just those dog days we had, man, right. Like it was hard to break us as a group. You know, we were so strong together, like just mentality wise, you know, physically too. And you know, that showed when we played teams like Ole Miss, teams like UCLA. You know, I know we got the respect of those teams, you know, and really nationally, because you know, we just brought it every day, and you know, it was hard to compete with that. You know, not only did we have the talent, but we had that mentality as well.
Yeah, you and I were redshirting that first year, both playing scout team. You were cooking scout team. I wasn't doing quite the same. I needed to gain some weight. But when did you sort of know the breakthrough was there? Like, by the time we got to the next year, most of us started to get in that starting lineup and get some playing time. But what game, what moment, and I think we'll align on this, what game, what moment sort of made you believe, hey, this is possible, what we can do?
It was probably when we played Ole Miss, and I believe Pax was the quarterback.
Yeah.
When Ole Miss came to our house, we played, then I think it was an 11 o'clock game. And, man, like, just from that morning, like, I remember this. I believe was it the linebacker coach? I forgot his name, but he gave the craziest hype speech.
Scott? Galen Scott.
Yeah.
Coach Scott.
Yeah. He came through that morning. He gave us that speech, man. We got on the bus. When we got in the stadium, like the whole student section was packed. Yep. Like, it was crazy. It was a crazy setup. And I just remember everything like yesterday, man. It was just, we all came to play that day. We were ready as a team, like, so prepared. And it was like, Ole Miss didn't know what hit them that day, man.
Yeah, what about that? This is where I say, and it was my redshirt freshman year, that UCLA game, we lost. But Fritz Etienne had that pick six to tie the ball game. They went down and scored. We had a chance to go score on that final thing. If Brandon Hayes breaks off that run, who knows what we're talking about today with that game. But I felt like we proved something to ourselves that day, even in a loss, about where we could head.
We did, for sure. But, you know, Gabe, I didn't play that game.
The first time
we went there, I don't think I even traveled that game, because that year I hurt my shoulder, and I got redshirted twice,
right,
back-to-back season. So I believe that's the year you guys went down there. But I remember watching that game, and it was really close. And when they came to our house, I believe in 2017, we were able to pay them back, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
and get the big dub, and that was a big day.
I remember you with that big catch down the middle. You scraped the hell out of your arm and had that turf burn the rest of the year.
Yeah, I
you can see it on the broadcast, like the skin peeling back. It was hot that day.
Yeah, I still got those scars, matter of fact, but that's a game I can't forget either, man. Like, just games like that are huge for the Memphis program, and they just show what we're really all about. So
yeah.
I was proud to be a part of that.
Yeah, for sure. And it's different, man. We were two stars and zero stars and walk-ons trying to just make it. And these guys today, they're still playing well. 11 wins last year, but it's a different ball game altogether at the University of Memphis. And I feel like I take pride, for sure, like you said, in sort of building that up. You see South Campus, what it looks like, the amount of money these guys are bringing in, that FedEx NIL deal. It's awesome to see. Now, for you right now, just coming off minicamp, right?
We're just coming off OTAs.
OTAs.
Just finished the last phase of OTAs, and next week we got 2 days of minicamp, and then we break until training camp, and we report in late July. So
how's the experience been with the Ravens?
Man, honestly, bro, I've been to a few teams in the league now, and the Ravens is probably the best organization I've been a part of, just simply because they let their players be themselves. And, you know, I believe the team is really, really player-based, like just based on our interest and what we want our team to be. And, you know, just playing with a guy like Lamar as well.
That's what I'm saying. Man, how crazy is that?
Man, it's crazy. I'm really playing with arguably the best backfield in NFL history, with Derrick Henry as well. So just to be a part of something like this and to be able to make plays alongside them, you know, that's a cool feeling as well, you know. So
yeah. Now with Lamar, like, I know we talk about how good he is, multiple time MVP, guy's been doing it, right? But like, I feel like as a sports talking society, because that's what I do now, people almost get bored with it. And it's like, guys, you have to realize day in, day out how good this guy is. So how, like, in your estimation, like, when you talk about quarterbacks you've played with, like, what makes that guy different?
Just his elite feel for the game. I mean, he always goes into every game with supreme confidence, no matter who we're playing. And he always expects to win. I mean, so does everybody else.
Sure.
But just his competitive nature, the way he prepares, the way he leads the team, by example more than anything. You know, he talks, but I believe, like, he sets the example through the way he plays and you know, the mentality he brings to the game. But it's so cool playing with him because it's really like playing in the backyard, man.
Right.
Like, of course we, you know, go into the game with a plan and, you know, knowing what we're going to do to the other team, you know, but, he's so good at improvising and, you know, just making plays, at the drop of a hat, you know, unexpected plays. And it's really incredible to be, a part of, because I'm a player, that can adjust in certain situations as well. Like, just as a receiver, you know, he might break out and get the scrambling at any time, you know.
Right.
What I'm saying? And you got to have that ability to, you know, just improvise along with him and just get open. And, you know, I love that part as well, you know. So
right.
It's a cool thing.
How is watching film with him? Like, watching him in practice, watching him in the game? Because, like, I got to imagine, like, every week you're just like, how in the world is this guy doing what he's doing? Like, how?
It's unreal. It's unreal because really nobody else in the league is doing it like this. You know, it's a couple guys that may be close. Like, maybe the closest guy is Jaden McDaniels right now.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels.
That's probably the closest thing to Lamar right now. But he's in a league of his own, man. Like, he does think, and he's a legit quarterback as well. I don't know why people, well, I know that's what they used to say.
Yeah.
Like, he's a running back, and they make those type of jokes, but he's an elite ball thrower, man. Like,
I always try to tell people, when you look at, like, actually just him and his arm talent, like, you'd be hard pressed to find a single person better. Like, you could put Mahomes, Allen, we can put him next to those guys.
Yeah,
like, when we're really talking arm talent and you just watch where he places the ball, he doesn't even need his feet under him, the different arm angles. Like, people don't quite grasp it.
Yeah, and he's so strong as well. Like, if you go and shake his hand, like, you'll be like, wow. Like, he's so strong. Like that play he made versus the Bengals. I don't know if you watched that game,
right,
but we played there, and we were in the red zone. He ended up dropping the ball on the snap.
Yeah.
And he was able to stiff arm Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah. Sack leader, by the way.
Man, before throwing the touchdown, like, that play right there is just a prime example of how strong he is. Like, he was able to stiff arm him while still looking downfield and making the perfect throw to Zay, you know what I'm saying? But stuff like that, like, he's just used to doing, you know. And but like I said, he's elite in all aspects.
Yeah. Now, for you, how's your health going into this year?
It's good, man. I'm actually, man, I feel like I'm stronger, faster than I ever been. Just really because I got my off-season routine down and the way I want to work out, I've, you know, broken that down to, you know, how it needs to be. And so I really don't waste time doing stuff that really doesn't matter. And I feel like that's helped me out a lot. The fastest I've ran this off season, they clocked me at 22 miles an hour.
Yeah, like, there we go.
I surprised myself with that, But like I said, man, it's really just all in the work and not wasting time doing things that don't really matter. So, I feel great though, man.
Yeah. Now looking back at your career and how you came into the league, we know like the shoulder injury and everything like that. There's been some issues along the way. Like when you came into the league, it was a quick turnaround. You had your shoulder hurt. You hurt it a little bit more, re-aggravated it in our bowl game. Looking back at it, I'm not saying like regret or anything like that. That's not what I'm trying to get here. But would you have played it a little bit differently, tried to get that thing really ready to go by the time you got into the league if you could do it all over again?
No, I don't regret a thing, man, because any time I get the opportunity to play football and really play on a team like we had, I'm going to take that, you know, that's just the type of player that I am. I wasn't going to pass up an opportunity playing with my guys, you know, knowing I could be a big contribution to that, you know, so I don't regret a thing, man.
Yeah. So for this camp, July 12th, ages 6 through 17, will be at South Campus, 10:30 to 2:30. Who's going to be in town? Do we have a guest list?
We got a few guys. I'm gonna keep it a surprise though.
Okay.
You know, for that day, I'm gonna keep the anticipation high.
Okay. All right. We'll let that be. But camp July 12th. Where can they go sign up? Where are the details there?
So it's posted on my page right now. And I'm also gonna have the link in my bio on my Instagram as well. So it'll be available there. You can click the link, and it'll provide you with all the information there as well. I also just created a foundation, the AM3 Foundation. My goal for that is to really help the youth of Memphis in any way that I can. I feel like we're a city that, has a lot of potential. Yeah. Within our youth, and I feel like we have a lot of talents that need to be put on display to the world. I already feel like as a small city we have such a large influence, from the way that we talk to the way that we do things, so it's only right that I pour back into the city, more specifically the youth. I'm also going to have donations like available to my foundation as well. If anyone wanted to contribute to that, it's all going to a good cause.
And so, is there a site for the foundation?
I'll provide that information as well on my Instagram. I think I already posted on my story, but I think a website is being created or it's already been created that you could just go to. And I'm just going to put that in my bio as well.
All right. Good deal. Well, when you come in town in July, you can stop by studio, get another one of these.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I'll come kick it with you guys.
All right. Cool. Sure. That sounds good. But I'll let you roll, bro. Appreciate it.
Man, no problem, man. Good talking to you.
Yes, sir. He is Anthony Miller, Ravens wide receiver, Memphis legend. On X, Anthony Miller _3. That football camp, July 12th, ages 6 through 17 at South Campus. There's going to be a lot of, I would imagine, he's keeping the guest list like close to the vest. I'd imagine a lot of former Tigers, some NFL players are going to show up. I may show up if you want to say hi to me, but I'm not important enough alongside these other guys that'll be there. But it's 10:30 to 2:30. We'll have him back in studio in July to sort of iron that out. And the foundation, that's cool, man. Starting up the AM3 Foundation. They have a website out there. You can go donate, give donations there. And I think also at the camp, you'll be able to give some donations. So great to catch up with Ant-Man. It's been a long time. You got a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old. I just had my first kid. I swear it was yesterday.
I swear it was yesterday. I was in, we were all in college, and I was watching y'all play and beating Ole Miss. Like, I was there for all those games, and it does feel like just yesterday. I can't believe that we're this
like
far
I
ready.
Still I still feel the sunburns I had after that UCLA game when I didn't wear sunblock. It was hot that day. It was, and didn't they run out of water? Was that the Ole Miss? Was it the Ole Miss or the UCLA game? Somebody can hit me up. I know somebody's out there listening.
Brother, I wasn't drinking water.
Somebody, true. You were hydrating a different way. Somebody out there, I swear, who was at the Liberty Bowl that day, they ran out of water at one of those games. It was either Ole Miss the year after I left, or it was 2017 UCLA. I think it was 2017 UCLA. That was a good day for water, too. Ran out of water. Of all the things to run out of.
High-quality H2O.
They didn't run out of beer, though.
They did not.
Yeah.
They did not run out of beer.
Were you nice and toasted that day, or what?
Probably if we're so. Going,
probably. Yeah, you're just assuming.
Yeah.
This is an assumption.
If I was at a Memphis Tigers game, which I was at a lot of them, during the quote-unquote golden era of Memphis right? Tigers football, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I was tying one on.
But you don't have one in particular where you were the most lit up at?
The Ole Miss one was probably, is up there. Is up there for probably the most. I think the actual Liberty Bowl game that Memphis played in when I was there years ago.
My final game where, you probably had to drink some whiskey to keep yourself warm.
One of the sickest I've ever been in my entire life was after that game because I was an idiot and all I wore was an Oxbow pullover, which was fantastic. Their throw by Memphis Tigers
gear. It's not about the pullover itself. It's beautiful.
I forgot a jacket. So it is one of the times I've been the most sick in my entire life was after that game because of the cold that I caught because I did not have it. But yeah, man, I was at all of those games. Yeah. When I first moved back to Memphis my junior year, I was working a lot of those games.
Yeah,
like I was doing video stuff, so I wasn't time went on for it would be every other game basically every other home game.
Yeah,
but the Ole Miss one, I was definitely like, "Don't you dare make me work this game."
Good trash talk back and forth too.
It was always funny too because
a little bit of liquid courage.
I had a badge for those games.
Yeah,
and I just had a University of Memphis media badge because I worked for the athletic department. So there were a few times where I was like on the field, barely there. I kind of want to just go see what it feels like on the field right now, or like some celebrity would
so
be
wait,
there.
So you weren't working. You just went down on the field.
I just wanted the power of a badge, the power of a badge, dude. Yeah, I bet
standing on the field with nothing behind those eyes.
There has to be some footage of me just like standing, just on the field,
wobbling.
Not wobbling. I always kept it together.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay,
good. I always keep it together, but no, there's definitely a few where I bet you could probably see me on the field and I'm just, I had a few.
Yeah, I got you. Now, it's the return of Robert Irwin Jewelers Summer of 1,000 Engagements event. It's bigger than ever. Get over there, and they're going to have the 1,000 carat diamond giveaway if you spend $999 or more. You get free diamond jewelry with that purchase of $999 or more. A couple of examples of that: 1.2 carat diamond engagement ring for $1,499. If you buy that, you can get a free diamond tennis bracelet while supplies last. Also, 3.5-carat ring with 3-carat above Love Star center diamond. It's got unmatched sparkle and performance. $39.99. If you buy that, you can get a pair of free diamond stud earrings. And as always, if you don't want to buy something that's pre-made, you can go make a one-of-a-kind engagement ring come to life. You can bring in a sketch, a Pinterest board. It could be a picture. It doesn't matter. It's easy, and it's completely risk-free at Robert Irwin Jewelers because they have what's called the Meant to Be Guarantee. The Meant to Be Guarantee, 365 days you have to return whatever ring you buy. Hopefully you don't have to return. Hopefully it's beautiful. It fits right. It's exactly what she wants. But if it doesn't work out, you bring it back for a full refund in 365 days. Not a lot of people offer that. They have a large collection and selection of natural and lab-grown diamonds, including GIA-certified natural diamonds at the lowest prices in the Mid-South. You can save up to 40% off engagement rings, anniversary bands, wedding bands, and wedding sets at the Summer of 1,000 engagement sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. And you can shop early because they're going to have the 1,000-carat giveaway, free diamond jewelry with your purchase of $9.99 or more while supplies last. Propose now and pay later with lots of financing options like 12 months 0% interest or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Visit any one of their 5 locations, 3 locally, or shop online at rijewelers.com. Hour number 2 on this lovely Friday, and David Cobb's going to lead us off. He's next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.